Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2022, and let's hope for a really good year all around for all of us and get rid of this pandemic and everybody get along really well. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on January 4th, Tuesday, 2022. My good friends today from isit.org, I-Z-Z-I-T-O-R-G, isit.org are here. All right. They are my first show of the year. I was going to do a show yesterday, but there was a little Omicron problem with that one. So my guest postponed to a time later in the month when they feel a little bit better. They're fine. So my first show of the year is with my good friends with Is It? And I'm really looking forward to having Dean and Susan on in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking about Black History Month and Women's History Month and all the free resources they have for your classroom. Okay, it's great stuff over at isit.org. So welcome again to 2022. We're going to archive this show like we always do over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Our magazine, Equity and Access, over there is over there. All our podcasts are over there. We redesigned the site. It looks really, really nice. I hope you take a minute to go over there and really enjoy the magazine. Flip through it. The icon is right up, pretty prominent on site. And from there, you can go over to SEL Today, which is our other website, seltoday.org, all about social-emotional learning. They're both pretty cool. All right, and I hope you take a few minutes and check out what we're doing here. We're trying. We're doing it for you, so please take advantage. All right, and I hope you do. Here, let me bring my guests on here and wish them a happy new year. Okay, for real. Hold on. There we go. Susan, happy new year.
Happy new year, Larry. You sound a little stuffy yourself there.
I am stuffy. Thank you. Thank you. I am very stuffy this morning. You're exactly right. Okay?
Yeah,
I have my
too.
I have a little glass of iced tea here, and I have my Kleenex, so I'm okay. You know,
there we go.
Stuff.
We're all hydrating, right?
Yeah.
Hydrate for the new year. There you go.
But one of the reasons I'm stuffy is because here in Maine, it's about 5 degrees above zero right now. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning on the 4th. How is it in Erie, Pennsylvania?
We're a little colder, not colder than you are, but we're colder than we've been. We're like 26, I think. But I did just see my sister up in Caribou, Maine.
Oh, wow.
Said it was minus 11 up there this morning. So.
Right. Well, she comes down here now. She's coming down here now for summer vacation.
To get warm, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
Caribou,
right.
Maine. That is called country. And my buddy Dean Graziano, their VP of Education. Hi, Dean. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. I assume the weather's very different over in my neighboring state. Actually, I'm going to wish you a different thing. You ready for this? You're going to laugh. You ready?
Got
You're in
yep.
New Hampshire. You ready? Happy Sununu New Year.
There you go.
She's your governor. Chris Sununu.
And happy that he is, Larry.
Yeah.
We're 6 degrees warmer than you. We're hovering at about 11.
Wow, summer
wow.
Time.
The warm
and
front.
The living is easy. Right.
A little bit
unbelievable,
of a warm front,
guys.
But hey, thanks. This is exciting. We're the first podcast of the year.
You are.
This is great.
You are. I agree. And again, happy, and please use that joke, happy Sununu year.
I will do that.
That's a good joke.
And give
bad.
You full credit, Larry.
Please, thank you. I appreciate that. Tell everybody in New Hampshire to laugh at that joke. Okay, I guarantee you. And Chris is a pretty good governor, actually. Okay, so we'll go from there. And he's Republican. I'm a Democrat, and I'm saying that. There you go. We can all get together here. But he seems to be pretty popular over there. You know? So we're good.
He sure.
All right?
Yep.
He is. All right. And, of course, his dad was John Sununu. And his brother, what was his brother's name? Who was the one who was the senator? I can't remember his name. Dan?
I'm trying to
think. I don't know.
Chris is the governor. John was the President Bush's advisor, the first President Bush. And in between was the senator.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember his name, for goodness sakes. I met him a couple of times, too. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. We'll think of it as we go on. Google it while we're talking here. Isit.org. IZZIT.org. Isit.org. What a great company. I love it. And Susan, I'll ask you, just tell everybody what it's all about.
Well, basically, Larry, we are a free resource for educators. We have all kinds of wonderful video-based educational materials. We have a current events program where we have two current events lessons every day that have vocabulary words and higher level discussion questions that teachers can use to promote respectful discussion and debate in their classrooms, something that we think is incredibly important. We've got all kinds of great new things coming up where we're creating all these great programs, and we'll talk about some of those later on in the podcast. But mostly we have just a lot of really great resources for teachers and homeschoolers and scout teachers who want to, you know, do some different things with their kids that have educational value. Sub-lesson plans, which right now, let's face it, that's kind of important right now.
Yeah, it's by sub, you mean substitute, for substitute teachers.
Teachers,
okay? And, you know,
a lot of
times when a substitute teacher goes in, it's a, if I may, it's a weaker lesson plan. That's not to be derogatory to anyone, but it just is because it's not the regular teacher. But the resources, if the regular teacher starts to understand the resources on isit.org, all right, that makes for an incredibly strong lesson plan. And the kids will be very engaged. I hope, and you know, it's for all teachers, but for substitutes, especially these crazy times with the new Omicron thing or whatever it is. Omicron sounds like a monster that destroyed Tokyo. Here comes Omicron. All right, and you know, so it's good stuff.
And what we've been hearing, Larry, is, you know, because of that, because of the COVID and all the other things, you know, a lot of actual classroom teachers are finding themselves having to cover other classes because they can't even get enough subs.
Good point.
So, you know, again, this makes our materials, you know, they're cross-curricular and every, you know, they're grade levels. So, you know, some teachers are actually finding themselves covering multiple classes at the same time, like bring three classes into, you know, the cafeteria or whatever.
Right.
And at least with using our materials, they are getting something of value. And it's easy for the teacher who finds themselves stuck in that predicament.
And what grades? Where's the sweet spot? I always ask you that, but I want to make sure new listeners know. What's the grade level?
The sweet spot is about grade 5, 6 through 12.
That's what I thought. Actually, I put that in the description here, so it's great. You know, it really is terrific stuff. And I want to say this, engaging stuff. And Susan, one last time, I want you to say this. How much does this cost an individual teacher?
Free. There is no cost.
Free.
You have to create a free account. And we do sometimes ask for feedback on the materials. That's the cost of the materials. You have to provide us with feedback. So, these are at no cost to educators at all.
And how many educators would you say nationally or internationally, or if you want to phrase that, do you work with?
Tens of thousands.
Well, since 15 years, Larry, the numbers that we have to support is over 400,000.
Thank you.
Have created accounts. Yeah.
It's astounding, and I'm amazed it's not into the millions. Okay, a free resource,
Larry.
Yeah, I know you are. And it's just incredible. We're trying to help you do that. And again, it's isit.org, I-Z-Z-I-T, isit.org. See, so Dean just sneezed. It's not just me, Susan. Dean just sneezed.
No,
that was me coughing.
Oh, sorry about that. See? Winter weather, what can I tell you? All right, Black History Month is February. Right now we're on January 4th. Next month is Black History Month. Okay, Dean, you want to do this or you want to pass it over to Susan? What's happening for Black History Month? Go for it.
Well, as we've done for years, Larry, we have a lot of the social media posts are going out that, you know, this stuff's available. We have an email blast that goes out. But for the listeners that aren't already registered, isitusers.org, we have a landing page that will be going up at the end of this week. For both February for Black History and March for Women's History.
Right,
on
we'll talk about
that.
Page,
right, great materials, again, that is it's always done. We have a great course, a learning module U.S. Constitution and Black history that really, really hits home in the sense that how the laws of the U.S. With the Constitution have impacted the history of Black Americans. There's a great piece that goes through the overview, compromise, right, the glue that held the nation together, if you will, through the turbulent decade of 1850, heading for Civil War, what were the cause and effects, the Civil War, Reconstruction. That's just a few of the things that a teacher could really, I don't want to say get through a week, but would have enough material with that and some great classroom discussion and prompts to really hit this home, knock it out of the park. We've got some other great ed videos and teachable moments. So anywhere between probably like a 10-minute, as little as 5 to 6 minutes that hit upon the Supreme Court case of the progeny, you know, Brown, Plessy, and Dred Scott. We have that.
We're going to talk about I wanted to segue, if I may, into Dred Scott. Okay. And speaking of the 1850s, which you just brought up, and of course, Black History Month is coming, and which is probably the worst decision ever. I just read that somewhere, and I agree, but it's probably the worst decision ever by the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, it just was a disaster. All right. Roger Tawney and the gang. All right. And this is an interesting connection you guys have. Okay. You have a lot of information on Black History Month at isit.org regarding the Supreme Court, okay, and case materials, et cetera. Get into a little more detail about that. But, again, the segue to Dred Scott, and I have to say this, you have a raffle from a book signed by a woman named Lynn Jackson, who, if she were my age and lived in Philadelphia, would have been in my homeroom at Overbrook High. Okay, I was with all the Jacksons. I'm a Jacobs. So I was with all the Jacksons. Okay, and Lynn is amazing. Somebody has to be, but this is pretty cool. Okay, is the great-great-granddaughter of Dred Scott. All right, so talk about what you're doing with all this. This is really cool, and it's a raffle, and talk about it. It's cool.
Susan will get into the raffle just to give a little bit of background. Back a year ago, November, so in 2020, one of the great things as the vice president is that I wanted to stay in the classroom. I want to see if our materials work and how they work. I think it's important, full thumb by the president, Rob, to get in there and do that.
Yes.
So I was teaching a civics class here in Dover, New Hampshire, and lo and behold, I reached out to Lynn through Susan. We had made the connection. She had done some video for us, the Dred Scott teachable moment, and other materials. Long story short, I said, Lynn, would you mind coming into my class and explaining really the little things, those nuances that the history books don't have, and really kind of making the class come alive, making that connection that, as Susan, I think, once said something like, you know, history isn't as ancient as you think, that you're actually talking to someone who has a connection.
Right.
In fact, Dred and Harriet Scott's daughter was her babysitter when she was real little.
Right.
So really, really cool stuff. The kids are like, what? Because they've heard the case. It's several
cases. Yeah, it might as well be Roman times. It might as well be Roman times.
Right, exactly.
Caveman times.
Yeah. Yeah, that kids don't, they think it's ancient. You know, oh, my God. You're so old. So she came and did this amazing kind of a guest presentation for the civics class. We were talking about civil rights and what have you. And what was neat was we had like an all-star lineup. The Commissioner of Education, Frank Edelblue, was on the call.
Yeah, I know Frank.
On the
Zoom.
And it just really, it didn't just whoa the kids, like, wow, this is great. They kind of like, wow, it's firsthand. She's talking.
Yeah.
And she went through it. The class period for the first time, it flew.
Yeah.
And that connection is because she has done this work with Is It. And that was neat.
Did she visit virtually or was she in person?
She virtually. How'd that work? Down in Missouri. She wasn't able to come up, obviously, with the travel restrictions. This is 2020, November.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
which it was a great question. I would love, and I can't wait. And we promised each other this summer I would get down there to Missouri to meet her.
Missouri? Where is she in Missouri?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Outside of St. Louis, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
The beauty of it being virtual,
that's actually
though,
interesting.
Larry.
I have to say that's interesting you said Missouri, because the Dred Scott case has so much to do with slavery. And Missouri came into the Union as a slave state in 1820.
Right.
And in order to do that, they split off Maine, my state, from Massachusetts, and brought that in as an independent state, as a free state,
to keep the balance.
It's the old, everything boils down to race in this country. And that's how Maine and Missouri, two M states, okay, in 1820 came into the Union. So it's interesting she lives there. I thought, anyway.
Right. I think it's the Dred Scott Heritage Foundation. So I'm assuming that's where she is. I think Florissant, Missouri. So my guess is she's the president of the Dred Scott Heritage Foundation.
Wow.
So that's in Florissant, Missouri. I'm sure that's where it is. It's also where both Harriet and Dred are buried. And a lot of, obviously, the family tie, the history to that. The uniqueness of it is, and I don't want to jump ahead a little bit, but you have Homer, the Plessy-Ferguson case, right? Separate but equal. So Keith Plessy, whose great-grandfather's cousin, so Keith Plessy, Homer Plessy, he also does the Plessy-Ferguson. So this isn't just like this historian or Dean Graziano history teacher. It's the, hey, this is my great-grandfather's cousin, Homer, that with, and I don't want to say collude, but with the railroad, decided to challenge the
separate
rule.
Rail,
it was cheaper for the train to keep everyone on the same train versus separate cars.
Yep.
So there was a little collusion there to say, hey, let's challenge this. Fast forward, Rosa Parks, NAACP, challenging the law, the rule. So the great point is they're not just hearing a historian talk about it; they're hearing these great family stories that really bring history alive. That, I think, is more impactful for the student, and it drives it home. It brings it home. It's a little bit more real. They're telling just this anecdotal stuff, this family history. It's like, wow.
It is great stuff. And I've actually been in New Orleans, and I just can't remember exactly where in New Orleans it was. There was a not a replica, but like a train station area in one part of town. And there was a huge plaque. Historic plaque, that's where Plessy versus Ferguson began. It might be in the 9th Ward, or I can't remember, maybe it's the 7th Ward. Okay, but it's a pretty cool little area of New Orleans, and it's just so interesting to see these things. You know, and the history isn't that old. You're talking about 150 years, all right, which is nothing, by the way. Nothing, a blip in time. And it's just astounding. So, all right, so this is good. So you're going to talk about, you have Plessy versus Ferguson, up on site, it is it. You have the raffle. Susan, you're going to talk about that, the raffle, Lynn Jackson's book.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Anyone who's really fascinated by this idea of Lynn Jackson's presentation to Dean's class, they can actually find that online. It's isit.org/Jackson/. And that will take them to a page on our site where they'll see the teachable moment about Dred Scott. And then below that, they will actually find the video. And that's actually one of the beautiful things about virtual visits, Larry, is that we can record them and then, use them over and over again. So they can actually find that there. And then then we actually also have a survey that people can then click on the survey and be entered to win an autographed copy of this Dred and Harriet Scott, their family story book.
Wow.
However, we'll also, any of your listeners who are listening right now, and if they listen between now and let's give them a couple weeks. Let's give them till January. January, let's actually go to the end of the month, Dean. Yeah, January 31st. Anybody who listens to this at any point up to January 31st can email me, Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at isit.org, and say, hey, I'd love to be entered in that raffle. I heard you guys on Ed Talk Radio, on the podcast, on Larry's podcast, and I'd love to win that book and have that in my classroom. So they just have to shoot me an email, Larry. We will get them entered and have a random drawing at the beginning of Black History Month, and then we'll send it off to them.
Go from there. Okay, and Susan Gable, who you're listening to, is going to change her name this month to Susan, and her last name is going to be at isit.org. Is that correct?
There you go.
It's one word,
right,
at isit.org.
Yes. Susan at isit.org, yes.
There you go. That's your new name. Okay, so congratulations.
The paperwork might be a headache, but, you know, there you go.
Yeah,
this is what I'm willing to do.
Okay, and since I've got a woman on the phone, let's talk about Women's History Month. Okay, I want to talk about that. Okay, that's coming
up
in March. So you got a double whammy, February, March. Okay, and I suggest all teachers, to me this is important. Although we have Black History Month, we have Women's History Month, all the history is interwoven.
Yes,
all right? And we have to make sure,
absolutely.
And we have to make sure, you know, women weren't doing one thing while the rest of the world was doing something else. Black people weren't doing one thing while the rest of the world was doing something else. It's all interwoven.
That's right.
Okay, and it's so cool if you can incorporate this into what you're doing. And I might add, not only for history classes, but for civics classes, for English classes. Okay, why not? Okay?
Absolutely.
Why not? All right? And really just incorporate this into everything that you're doing, and you'd be amazed, okay, how these kids will become so darn engaged. Yes, Dean, yes.
The great point is the women that really led the teas and the little, like, lunches for abolition, their platform, their experience for the suffrage movement. So when we're talking February, March, think about that catalyst for what women were doing to lead the abolitionist movement to some extent. I'm not talking the Garrisons and Frederick Douglass, but the women that actually got the husbands to sit down, right, and listen to these things, that gave the catalyst for them to really have more voice and lead harder, if you will, for the suffrage movement. So people like February, March, I'm like, they're kind of like you just said, they're kind of one and the same.
Yeah,
they are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, the amendments, the Reconstruction amendments did grant Black men the right to vote, and women still had to wait a good number of years longer. Now we do have a teachable moment, Larry.
Yeah, you know,
I never
thought about that. Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
We always say Blacks could vote, but women still couldn't vote. I mean, that's pretty obvious, but I never articulated that.
Right.
Okay, that's really interesting.
And as Dean said, you know, there were women who were lobbying that amendment should have just made it simply, you know, the vote was
everybody.
For, you know, everyone, and that did not happen. You know, it took longer. They still had more work to do. So,
Susan, as you know, women don't have the mentality to vote, okay? They don't have the emotional support to vote, okay? Voting would make them faint on their fainting couch. They would need – they might have the vapors if they voted. They can't make a decision like that. Am I wrong?
Right.
Susan? You agree or disagree with me? Susan?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to disagree there, Larry.
Yeah,
and, you know,
okay.
Be glad that we're not in the
sick
same
from the emotional,
studio here.
Pulling there of Democrat, Republican, whatever. Okay, it's amazing when you think about it. And we celebrated this, although it wasn't a real celebration per se. Okay, women's suffrage. If you think about it, 100 years ago, women couldn't vote, or they just gotten the vote.
Right.
Think about that.
Right. Exactly. Right. And so one of the other things as well.
Go ahead. Yeah, good.
We have our civics fundamentals, which is civicsfundamentals.org on the internet, and there are several on the naturalization test. You know, there is a question about women's right to vote. There is a question about Susan B. Anthony. So again, that's another free resource from isit.org. Separate website though, so you need a separate free account there. But folks will find about all kinds of American stuff there, not just women's history and suffrage. But again, as you said, actually, if you go through that, I mean, you do get a bigger picture of how all these things are interconnected. It's a really wonderful course, and I strongly urge people to take advantage of it.
Give the Civics website again.
Civics Fundamentals, plural. www.thefoodbank.org.
Do it, everybody. I'm telling you. And it's so darn important. And do it now. All right? Because you have to plan ahead. Okay, to make
right.
sure all this is in line and keep it in line with your curriculum. It will all work out if you do that. Okay, and I cannot say, and again, Susan, how much does all this cost? I forget.
It costs the users zero, Larry.
Zero. Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
If you don't do this, though, they will name a lake after you in northern New Hampshire. That is going to be called Lake Stupid. So do this. You don't want a lake named after you. Right, Dean?
Not at all, Larry. Not in that context, no.
Thank you. Dean Graziano, Lake Graziano, of course, we can have that later. But you don't want Lake Stupid. So sign up for isit.org. Okay? It's such good stuff. It's just amazing.
Larry,
what else you got coming? Yes, Dean, go, yes.
Well, the other great thing, too, and Susan and I are, I think, I'm blessed because we kind of put it out there. We're doing professional development, you know, sometimes
yes.
twice a month. But great is the last one we did, like authentic online assessments, and that was something that generated from a previous professional development. So for the listeners, they're listening, so are we. We listen to what you may need, what's something that might be your finger on the pulse of, hey, we could really use this stuff, certainly with the push back to remote. I mean, it's making national news
yeah.
in Massachusetts,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah.
They say, hey, we need this for maybe, and maybe might now become, it's gonna, the magic eight ball, definitely maybe.
Yeah.
So for us, we're also attuned to hearing what people may need. Trying to get ourselves, Susan and I just finished my third Harvard grad school class, and Susan and I did one on civic engagement. So
nice.
We're trying to get ourselves the best we can be to learn, and we're trying to find out what's really the tempo and what people really need. And that's, I think, the great thing about is all this stuff doesn't cost anything. We're going to North Carolina next week to do professional development, and it's no cost, and the teachers are getting stipends from us. So
where is it? Where in North Carolina? What's going on?
We're doing Charlotte and then Raleigh.
And how are you doing? Are you going into schools or what are you doing?
It's going to be at two locations. I don't want to say conference center, but for lack of another way of saying it, one is a foundation. They're letting us because it's AV, all that set up and stuff like that. So an email went out. We already have teachers RSVPing about our new civics fundamentals that Susan talked about. Then Susan and I are flying. We're going to, in March, to do a District Richland through your contact at the AASL. So we did the virtual field trip with Kathy at AASL,
yep.
and we'll be going down to Civics Fundamentals in South Carolina. So
fantastic.
All this stuff doesn't cost concerns and things are already happening. If you need PD, and it's not an event, it's a process, right? We don't just do a one and out. We're there with you and take you on the journey. It's all free. You just tell us what you need, and we'll make it happen.
Are your visits listed on your website? Can people sign up via your website if they're in North or South Carolina?
Yes and no. There's an Eventbrite for North Carolina teachers. When we go to South Carolina, it would be South. Like they'll have an Eventbrite for the teachers around or surrounding area
okay.
to attend. But like our PD that we do, Susan and I do. Virtually like that anyone can go because the room is limitless, right? But when we do an in-person in
right.
state, it goes out to the teacher lists in that state.
That's wonderful. I wish you safe travels, and I hope that all works out for goodness sakes. These crazy days is just
right.
nuts.
Right.
You guys are just the best. Again, everybody, is what they need to know is civicsfundamentals.org. And isit.org, IZZIT.org. And if you want to write Susan
right.
and get involved in the raffle, it's user last name, which is at isit.org. Okay? Susan at isit.org.
That's
her
right.
last name's really Gable, like Clark. Okay.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, Susan at isit.org. And Dean, both, I love having you guys on the show. What a great way to start the year, so I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's
so
our
much,
pleasure,
Larry.
We always enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right? Be good, guys. And send, by the way, I before I get, don't forget, send me press releases on all these things so we can help you get the word out there. And we're happy to do that.
Absolutely.
All right? Don't forget that little part.
Thank
it's important.
So
yeah. Okay?
Larry,
all right,
thanks.
Larry.
Happy,
you take care.
You guys, too. Be safe. Stay warm. Talk to you later and safe travels. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Susan. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's isit.org. I cannot say enough for this company, IZZIT.org. And please spread the word, okay, to your colleagues. Okay? This is free, and this is great stuff, and it's timely, and it's engaging. So do it. We're going to archive at ACE-. Go over there. Check out all the wonderful things we do. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you for listening.